If you would, turn in your Bibles to Romans 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. What the New Testament was written for us to be able to know God, and for us to know how He works a lot of things, and so therefore, the history of God within that, and how He dealt with situations in the past. Whatever God was yesterday, guess what? God is today. Has God changed any while the earth has been here? No. He is the same today as He was yesterday. And we have to understand that. So if He dealt with things in the past this way, wonder how He'll deal with it today. Well, it says right here in this scripture, all things were written aforetime for our what? Our learning. Learning how God would deal with that. What we're going to do, we're going to undertake one point within here and hopefully expound on that to make us better Christians, better followers of Him. And we're going to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Verses 22 and 23. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the son of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, He hath also rejected thee from being king." Well, this situation basically took place within the first king of Israel, and that was Saul. The story, the context of that story, Saul was king. And he had already disobeyed God. He hadn't necessarily known that he had. Or had he? In our text, he was told to utterly destroy the Amalekites. When we're talking about utterly destroying, he's talking about, if you look on previously within that chapter, he's talking about destroying all men, women, children, cattle, destroy the nation, each and every one of them. But what did he do? He spared the king and the fattest of the cattle in order to offer in sacrifice to God. Samuel the prophet, who had anointed Saul within that, met him, and Saul said he had obeyed. I've destroyed that. But had he? About that time, if you read on within the chapter, the cattle and the sheep called Saul a liar. How did the sheep and the cattle call him a liar? Because they heard the cattle. They heard the sheep. God didn't have to call him a liar. The sheep did. Samuel told him that to obey is better than sacrifice. Obedience is always better. that anything substituted for it. It is better than a sacrifice which had not been commanded of Saul. He was told to do what? To destroy the Amalekite nation. But Saul decided to do what? Substitute. To substitute and to sacrifice instead of obeying what God had told him to do. Obedience today is better than faith only. Faith without obedience would have left Noah and his family to perish. 1 Peter 3 said that Noah had faith in God. But without him building the ark, guess what? Would he have saved his family? No, he would not have. He did what God asked him to do. Faith only would have kept Abraham out of the promised land. Faith only would have a man without justification. And at the same time, Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9. Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9. A lot of these things are located right in through Hebrews. Hebrews 5, 8 and 9 reads, "Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that," what? "Obey him." Obeying God, obedience, is what God would ask of us. Faith only. Romans 6, verses 17 and 18. "But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servant," or "the servants of righteousness." Faith only would leave men in their sins. Faith only cannot avail, but we must do the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Each and every one of us, as we go through life, needs to obey. Luke 6, verses 46 reads, "And why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Not just calling him Lord, Lord will get you into heaven, but what? Doing the things which he says. A lot of different things come up that we need to understand within that. To call Christ Lord and not obey would leave me out of the kingdom, James 3, verses 5. You know, Mark 16, 15 and 16, the scripture doesn't say, "He that believeth and is prayed for shall be saved." Those that what? Do the will of my Father which is in heaven. Acts 8, does it talk about repent and pray for the remission of sins? No, it leaves other things that we should do. In Matthew 7, there's one of the scariest scriptures that I know within me, and it sort of sends chills up and down me. Matthew 7, verses 21. And, of course, this comes from the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus is speaking there. It says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, But he that what? Doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? What does it mean to prophesy? Have we not taught in thy name, dear Lord? Have we not cast out devils in thy name, dear Lord? In thy name, dear Lord, have we not done many wonderful things? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew ye. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Scary situation. Go back to verse 21. Who does it say is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven? He that, what? Doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. We have that responsibility to be able to do the things that God would have us to do. James 2 talks a little bit about that, about helping the poor. Helping the poor is better than what? Good wishes. It's better than good wishes. Not talking about doing something, but what? Doing that what he would have you to do. Obedience is better than substituting something in lieu of obedience. Okay? Wonder what would have happened in 2 Kings verses 5, 1 through 14. 2 Kings verses 5, 1 through 14. Read through that, and there's a man named Naaman, right? Naaman did what? He was sick. And he was told to do what? Go to the River Jordan and what? Dip seven times. But Naaman wanted to do what? He wanted to go to the rivers of Nazareth. Is it Nazareth or Damascus? Damascus. He wanted to go to the rivers of Damascus. Why? Because, man, they're just not as muddy as the River Jordan. And you know, it's a good thing Naaman had that good servant. And that servant was wise. What did the servant say? If he had had you do something extravagant in order for thou to be healed, what would you have done? You'd have done that. But this is simple, something that is simple. It is simply what he would have you to do. What if he'd gone to the rivers of Damascus and dipped down seven times? Would he have been healed? No, he would not have been healed because he didn't do what the Lord wanted him to do. Wait a minute. We said earlier in Romans, we learn about God. Romans 15:4, we learn about God to know how God would treat something like that. What do you think God would have done? He would have not have been healed. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Those are the ones going to heaven. Those are the ones seeking to do what the Lord would have them to do. For speaking to the rock. In Numbers chapter 20, 1 through 15. He did what? He smote it. He hit it instead of just speaking to it. What did it cost Moses? It kept him from going into the Canaan, didn't it? It kept him from fulfilling what he needed to fulfill. Obedience is better than anything else that you might substitute for it. It's not what I believe, but it's what God would have me to do and me following the will of my Father which is in heaven. How can our sins be forgiven us? Well, we can hear the gospel. What is gospel meant to each and every one of us? It's called the good news. It's called the good news that Christ came here to earth. And he also said within that, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before the Father. Correct? If ye but what? Repent and confess his name. And then buried into his body. For what? The remissions of sin. We have that available to us today. We continually have that available to each and every one of us. If we but do the will of our Father, which is in heaven. We have that opportunity today to set our lives straight, to return to God if we but repent and pray that the thought of our hearts might be forgiven. If you're in Christ, you have that ability. If you're not within Christ, you have that ability to be able to get into Christ. Be buried with him and be able to spend eternity with him in heaven. We have a song of invitation. During that song, we have that opportunity to be able to come back to God. Take advantage of that. Get our lives straight with God. Enable yourselves to be able to spend eternity with him. Take advantage of that opportunity. Please come forward as together we stand and sing.